Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know you make me wanna
down, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on,
say,
come on.
Say you will.
Say it right now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Say that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Say
you wanna please me.
Say,
come on now.
Say,
come on now.
Say,
come on now.
Say,
I still remember.
You know you make me wanna
stop.
Lift my hands up and
down,
throw my hands back and
down,
kick my heels up and
down.
Come on now,
stop.
Take it easy.
Lamborghini flying, yeah, in the fast lane, in the
fast lane. Going too fast in the fast lane.
Good evening, Fastlane Sports Nation. Welcome to another Tuesday night and another episode of the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to check out Hardcore Fishing Game online today for all of your outdoor hunting, fishing, apparel, customized apparel for your work, your team, your competition, whatever you might need. You can get customized outdoor apparel as well. Check out Hardcore Fishing Game. Of course, Fastlane Sports Show is brought to you by Hardcore Fishing Game every Tuesday. We are back with another special show tonight. Of course, I will be joined by my lovely co-host, Christina, but we will also be joined in just very shortly, we will be joined by our good friend from Wayne County Speedway. We will have Ryan Pearson here to talk to us about opening day that was this past Saturday, plus the schedule of upcoming events at Wayne County Speedway. We'll talk about that. We'll break down the World of Outlaws and their weekend of racing, plus a few other small town short tracks had their opening weekends. They've also got some coming up. We've got some other special guests coming up over the next couple of weeks. We'll talk about that. We've got a lot to talk about in a very little time. So keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Let's go!
Got the glory. George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real.
Alright, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. It's time to get a little dirty with Christina, do a little talking dirty. This is Talking Dirty, brought to you by Racer Chasin Apparel. Be sure to check out Amanda's great line of small town short track race apparel at Racer Chasin Apparel. Christina, welcome to the show. How you feeling? You feeling any better now?
I mean, my voice is in and out, so I'm here. I'm all right. I mean, y'all might have had to rescue me here a couple of days ago. I have no idea what's going on with our weather. For those that don't know and don't follow along with, like, my social media, where we live got 28 inches of rain in a 24 hours. So, yeah, it was flooded. I literally was stuck, stranded, well, we all were. There's like, I don't know, like 12 of us. Well, no, not 12. There's a couple of us, like maybe 8 of us, I think, that were still at work at like 7 o'clock at night. Yeah, it was rough. It was a long, long night.
Well, let me ask you this, though. What's the temperature down there right now?
Right now, oh, I have no idea. Look, I mean, you have 28 inches of rain. I was underwater. We literally just had to have a, not like, it's crazy. They closed the airport for 2.5 days.
Yeah,
I've never seen
that.
Never seen an airport look like that, not even during hurricane season. My street was completely underwater, half of our sidewalk. Up to, like, our door have water. Thankfully, no water came inside. We were lucky. We didn't have water in the house or anything like that. But it is only 75 here.
Okay, listen.
It's not terribly warm. But, I mean, that was a lot of rain. That's more rain than we've had in hurricane season. Just saying.
And I'm glad that everybody is safe. That is a lot of rain. We don't want Christina floating away out into the Gulf.
Well, ironically enough, there was like no reported deaths or anything happened. Thank God.
Well, that's good.
Like in the Broward area, which for folks that don't know, Fort Lauderdale is only like 10 miles up the road from where I live, and that sucker was completely underwater. There's a lot of stranded BMWs and Mercedes. I literally brand new Mercedes Benz. Gone.
Well,
gone like the wind.
I'm glad that everybody's okay down there.
Yeah.
And you remember me bragging about how warm it was up here last week and
well,
how
I
we
told
were
you not to do
enjoying
that.
Our
not?
80 degree weather. But This past weekend was beautiful, gorgeous weekend. Ryan will be able to confirm it with us because Wayne County Speedway had their opening weekend this past Saturday.
Yes,
we'll
I
talk
saw that.
About
yeah.
that with Ryan. Right now, Christina, it's like 40 degrees and we're under a freeze warning for tonight. So,
yes.
Okay.
It's all of your fault because you decided to celebrate and brag about your 80 degrees last week.
It was
after
nice.
I told you not to.
Well,
but I specifically told you not to do this. So, you want to know the repercussions of all this rain, though? Since, because we live on the coast, you know, our gas comes not from regular means, right? Like, y'all get it in the tankers and whatnot. That's not how it's gotten down here, y'all. Just so you're aware, it's done a little different in Florida. It comes in on boats. For it to come in on a boat, where does it have to go? To the port, Everglades, right?
Uh-huh.
Nah. Underwater.
Oh, boy.
So guess what? If you didn't get gas like last week, you're screwed.
Oh boy.
there's a ironically enough, there's a gas shortage here. And it's funny because it just reminds me of COVID when everybody decided to like hoard toilet paper. So the only difference is nobody's hoarding gas. You just can't get it. And I have an SUV. So everybody knows me knows we don't have a car because this particular reason, because of the rain and, you know, it floods. We're too low to sea level for that. So we went to get gas one, Thursday, I think, when it slowed down enough. The rain kept coming, by the way. It rained all day Wednesday, most of the day Thursday. Friday was okay. Saturday it was completely sunny. So we tried to get gas during the week. No, everything was bagged off. You couldn't nowhere. Saturday we went to 4 gas stations. 4. 2 had no gas at all. 1 had like a line 3/4 of the way around. It was crazy. So we had to get premium. And down here, premium was like, it's $4.14 or some shit like that a gallon. So, yeah, had to get premium. I literally thought I was going to go broke getting gas. And half-hour technicians run on diesel fuel. By the way, that's very scarce right now. We laugh about it because what else are we going to do? But, yeah. Storm of the century. Well, they called it a 1,000-year storm. It happened. So I guess we're all well-prepared on what's going to happen now during hurricane season. By the way, half of our shop flooded. That was fun.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. You saw the pictures. I sent them to you. That was the back of the shop where all that wood was floating around and stuff. That's where our one truck driver has to pull in and out of. Needless to say, he couldn't pull in the whole way.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's never done that in the 5 years I've been here. That was the first time we've had that kind of incident happen. So, yeah, I had an eventful week, guys. Not only am I still sick, not as bad as I was. Last week was rough. We had all that happen. So I'm glad to see some racing and hockey playoffs, the NHL playoffs started this week too. So, yeah, had a wild week. And you were too busy talking about your lovely 80-degree weather, and now you brought your freeze on yourself. I've warned you. Oh, no. Did I lose Pete already?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, I can now. Yeah.
Okay.
Today is not the day for you to have issues.
I know. For whatever reason, my stupid internet glitched or something. So I'm on my phone.
Oh, boy.
I was trying to get the computer back up. Hold on.
Well, I'm excited, though.
About Ryan?
Yeah, I always like when Ryan comes on. I'm still waiting for my Wade County, like, swag. I need some, like, merchandise or something to sport in Florida. I'm just messing around. Oh, no. You're having a rough day already.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I guess I'm just going to do it from my phone.
Do it like us normal people do.
I don't want to do it from the phone.
I know you don't. You never do. But, I mean.
Well, as long as you can hear me, we're getting new internet next month. So hopefully that'll fix all of this.
Hopefully.
AT&T.
Ooh, I'm glad I don't have AT&T.
Raising our prices, so I'm going with a different company, a local company that actually has fiber optic, the new stuff, instead of this old crap that AT&T still uses, and they want to keep charging me for it. So dumb. So, yeah, Ryan will be joining us here in about 10 minutes or so.
Right.
He'll be calling in. We'll get him on. We'll talk to him about Wayne County Speedway opening weekend. We'll talk about their pretty awesome schedule that they got coming up this year.
They have a lot.
High Limit Racing Series coming to Wayne County Speedway, so that'll be cool. Since I'm off on Tuesday, you know, maybe I'll show up for the High Limits race there that Tuesday, which is May 16th. So that'll be pretty sweet. Looking forward to that.
Well, I hope so. You have no excuse not to go.
I know.
You don't work. I'm going to be disappointed if you don't go. You should go. We will report back in next week on how that
goes. If I go, I'll definitely be doing some live stuff from the racetrack. So you can count on that.
Well, yeah, that I figured. But, I mean, might as well just enjoy it. They're actually racing next weekend, too. I mean, next Tuesday,
yeah.
High Limits
will be racing next Tuesday. They're off today. Kyle Larson is actually at Eldora, I believe.
What is at Eldora?
He is. What did I saw it on Twitter?
Why don't you know you don't read everything? Don't believe everything you see on Twitter.
He's racing a late model at Eldora tonight.
Oh, okay.
I know I saw something from his Twitter account, showed him getting into a late model. I swear it was Eldora.
Let's see. I don't know. I don't see anything from Kyle Larson other than 2 days ago when they won Martinsville. Ugh.
Oh, don't give me that. Ugh. Stop it.
Man, I just wanted something better. Yeah, that race was boring. Let me just say that. It was boring.
It was boring.
It was terrible. I don't know. It's just, maybe the new car is just not meant for, I don't know.
Well, see,
so we have one,
you know,
we
Denny,
have
Denny Hamlin wants to moan and complain about
what you can't
pass here at Martinsville with the new car. You've never been able to pass at Martinsville. Martinsville is not a passing track. You've always had to give the guy ahead of you a little, you know, a little nudge. Hey, I'm here. Hey, he still won't move.
Mean,
you give him a little bit harder nudge. Hey, I'm still here. And then you kick him out of the way and you take the lead. That's how it's always been at Martinsville. Martinsville's never been a passing track. If anything, Martinsville's gotten better for the guys stuck on the outside, because before, you get stuck on the outside, you couldn't race at all. Now, at least the guys on the outside were able to keep up and race on the outside for three, four, five laps, possibly get down to the bottom in front of the guy they were racing with or right behind him. Before, you were on the outside, and you could guarantee to lose 10, 15 spots.
Oh,
so,
well,
if anything, it's better.
Oh, 100%. That part is better. I can't believe he said
that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Oh, you can't pass here in this new car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I just wish there would have been more action, more something. You know what I mean? That's it. That's really all I really wanted, was just more. I feel like they were afraid to do stuff. And I'm not going to lie to you, I got really tired about hearing about Chase Elliott being back. Like, okay, You made a whole goddamn commercial about the guy coming back. For love of God, he's not that. It's not that big of a deal.
Well,
I mean,
I see what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't think they really talked about him much till the end of the race when he was creeping
up in
the
top 10.
No, they
talked about it all
10.
Week in every other series.
Well,
I'm sitting there looking, watching the truck race. And we got to talk about Chase Elliott has no pertinence whatsoever about the truck race. Come on.
Oh. See, I didn't watch
it. I don't
want to
hear it.
Other than the cup.
The same with the Xfinity race. It doesn't matter. It doesn't pertain to that series. Stop talking about it. It's like, come on. And every 5 seconds, there's a damn commercial about him coming back. I don't care. I was really expecting him to win that race with the way they were going. Just saying.
Yeah.
But, And it's like, and you know, Alex Bowman felt slighted. That's all I got to say. Alex Bowman was like, well, they didn't have a commercial for me when I came back from my concussion. I was like, oh, damn, there's shade. There it is. There it was. A driver said it. Nobody else had to say it. The driver, his own teammate said it. And Kyle Larson made the comment, I didn't even know he was back because I didn't see him at the shop.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, this is, there's some, I don't know what's going on over at Hendricks, but this is crazy.
Yeah,
but,
that is crazy.
Whatever. Oh, and congrats to Tony Stewart. Before we get into anything crazy, and before Ryan comes on, before I forget, congrats to Tony Stewart. He is now an NHRA champion. I mean, he's won at everything. Legend.
Yeah.
That's
right?
So cool. I was excited. I was like, yes, that's awesome. So congrats to him for that. And, yo, speaking of that, did you see Chase Briscoe's paint scheme for Talladega?
I did not.
They unveiled it. They unveiled it today. That's a treasure. That's good. I like the paint scheme.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, it's a Mahindra tractor. There's a Mahindra tractor. It's a Mahindra tractor paint scheme. But just look it up because you're going to get a chuckle out of it. I thought it was great. If you haven't seen it, folks, go to their Instagram. Go to Stuart Haas Racing's Instagram. There's a big reveal for it there for Talladega, which is this weekend. So we go from a short track that had very little passing, very little beating and banging, to the track that destroys race cars.
Yes. It did seem like Martinsville wasn't as
it wasn't as beaten and banging. It wasn't as competitive. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for.
But you have to also kind of think back to the things that Harvick and Kyle Busch have said and some of the other drivers about, you know, are these guys afraid to beat and bang on each other now because they're going to get penalized by NASCAR for, you know, driving too rough? You know, Have they penalized these guys into not using the fenders and the bumpers anymore because they're afraid?
No, only one driver got penalized for that, and that was Denny Hamlin because he went on a podcast like our own here and opened his mouth and said some stupid shit. If he would have kept his mouth shut and went about his day, he would have never gotten fined. I'm sorry. He wouldn't have. Look at Ryan Preece. Ryan Preece completely paid back Kyle Larson on the Bristol Dirt Race. There's no way in your right mind you can tell me that was not payback. He intentionally wrecked Kyle Larson. Did he admit it? No, he did not outright admit it. He said, I got washed up the track. Why? Did you see him get fined this past week? No, you did not. Why? Because he didn't admit it. Stop admitting stupid shit and you won't get penalized for it. It's that simple. And then Carson Hocevar, on the other hand, was, I don't know. I used to like this kid. And I think he has talent. But this is a big ass but. Because he wrecked Nick Sanchez to get the win. Nick Sanchez clearly had the best truck in that race that Hocevar won. Nothing was done about it. It is what it is. He did admit that he wrecked him. Whatever. They moved on to the following week, which was Bristol Dirt Race. Did you see they held him for two laps because he intentionally wrecked Tanner Gray. Literally the most intentional wreck I've ever seen in my life. NASCAR held him for two laps. Now, see, that's a penalty I'll get behind. That I can understand. Do it during the race. Now, Denny Hamlin, if he just would have kept his mouth shut, they left the track, nothing happened, he would have been fine. He would have never been penalized. He would have never been fined. But Denny Hamlin doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut, which is exactly what Kevin Harvick said this past week. He's like, well, if guys wouldn't go around admitting stupid things, they wouldn't get stupid penalties.
Right.
This is the Kevin Harvick I like. I wish we had this Kevin Harvick all the time. I really do. But I digress. That's my NASCAR talk. I don't think it's that. I just think they're afraid in general, some of these guys. They don't want to beat in bags. They don't want old NASCAR racing. They're afraid. And, I mean, it also bodes into the fact that, it's like Kyle Busch said, there's zero respect in the garage, which, you know, you see that week in and week out, too. Now we're going to go to Talladega. And they're going to destroy about 25 cars out of a 38-car field. And we're going to have somebody like Corey LaJoie win the race. That's what's right. going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely see. Well, Christina, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll get a sponsor on. And then when we come back, everybody, stay tuned because we will have Ryan Pearson with us from Wayne County Speedway. We'll talk to him about Wayne County Speedway's opening weekend this past weekend. Plus, we'll talk about some of the schedule and races coming up at the track. And then when we're done with Ryan, stay tuned because Christina and I will wrap up the show. We'll talk about some other things. Maybe we'll get a penalty box out of Christina this week. I don't know. We'll see. But keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back after this break.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
All right, welcome back to the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to check out Hardcore Fishing Game online for your customized outdoor apparel or the great line of outdoor hunting and fishing apparel. All right, that's the old Hang On Sloopy song. That means that we have joining us now Mr. Ryan Pearson of Wayne County Speedway. Ryan, good afternoon, and welcome to the show.
What's up, Pete? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just wonderful. I can just see it now. You're sitting there. You're probably doing your O-H-I-O to the song. What do you think? What do you think about Ohio State this year? Let's talk Buckeyes real quick.
Yeah, when you did that lead-in, I laughed out loud, definitely laughed out loud, and you start playing Hang On Sloopy. Number two, I definitely was going, oh, H-I-O. So right on tune, man. You got to. You better believe it. Ohio State. So I didn't get to watch the spring game. Colin had a track meet, but I did watch a little bit of the highlights, and it sounds like QB1 of Kyle McCord. I don't think he did too hot, but it's also the spring game. And then Devin Brown, the underclassman to McCord, I don't think he had a great day either. So it sounds like the quarterback competition is open, but, you know, it's Ohio State. You know, it's one of those deals where, like Notre Dame, like Texas, you know, they should definitely just reload. And it shouldn't be a rebuilding year. It should be just a reload and a restock.
Yeah, they were just a few plays short last year of the championship game. Second half,
yeah,
just came out, you know.
I watched that, and, you know, you never want to blame a game on officiating, so I'm not going to say it was the official's fault, you know, but you have to wonder if the game, if they throw the flag and call targeting on that hit on Harrison, they couldn't guard Marvin Harrison, and so they, you know, if that goes down as a penalty, as a targeting, I think Ohio State wins that game. You know, obviously they didn't throw the flag, they reviewed it, didn't call it targeting, and Marvin Harrison goes out of the game, and Ohio State loses. And you know, you got to tip. That's one of those deals where you tip your cap to Georgia, and you know they were the best team all year, and they beat Ohio State, and they definitely breezed in the national title game. You just wish that it wouldn't have unfolded. As an Ohio State fan, I wish it wouldn't have unfolded that way. You might have been over there celebrating. I know how you are, Pete.
Well, no, I mean, you never want to see anybody get hurt, obviously. But, no, I know where you're coming from about the whole, you know, the whole officiating thing. It just seems like there's too many cases anymore where one or two missed calls or one or two calls by an official that it just completely changes the whole aspect of a game. And I think, you know, you see it a lot in high school football too. And I think high school football, it's a little prevalent because when a ref or the refs kind of control the game in a high school football game with penalties or whatnot, the high school kids, you're talking about 16, 17-year-old kids, get down the dumps quick. So
yeah,
you get a team getting penalized, you know, quite a few times on a drive or in a half, and it's like the coaches, they've got a bigger job to try and keep the kids motivated, especially that young. You know, they almost feel like, well, what the hell is the point in playing? We're going to get penalized every time we do something, and they start to give up.
Yeah.
It seems more and more, even in the NFL, you see it too. Like one or two calls, and it changes the whole complex of the game.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, so I haven't said nothing. So with the official shortage, I went out and I took the officiating class to see what it's like and to, you know, to help, man. Like maybe I'm not trying to do like varsity football games, you know, high school football games, but if I can help out and do some junior high games or, you know, do some freshman JV stuff, you know, obviously Colin plays football on Friday nights, you know, can't do too much there, but yeah, you know, like that's where, you know, like you don't want to complain about the officials, but like we can do better. They can do better. You're going to be yelling at me. You'll be throwing bananas at me when I'm out there throwing red, throwing the yellow flags. I'll have to throw you out, Pete.
I will. Find out where you're officiating this year. No, I'm just kidding.
You out of here.
One of the sports that you don't have to worry too much about officiating changing the outcome is racing. And you, just by chance, are associated with a racetrack that we like to call our home track, and that would be Orville's historic track out there in Wayne County, Wayne County Speedway. Ryan, you guys just had your opening weekend this past Saturday. What a wonderful weekend weather-wise for racing, number one. And number two, it seemed like from everything I've seen and heard, it was an awesome turnout, not only by drivers, but by fans. Talk to me a little bit about opening weekend and what it was like.
Yeah, Pete, you know, obviously you guys have been doing the show for a while, great supporters, long time. I would even say long time supporters of Wayne County Speedway. Christina's been out to the track, love and appreciate the things that she does. You've been out to the track. You make cameo appearances here and there. I know you're coming out a couple times this year. And so, yeah, Wayne County Speedway opened up the flung open our doors for opening night this past Saturday night. And great weather. You cannot ask for a better spring so far until yesterday and today. We had a great night of racing. The pits were full. We had full fields in most of the divisions. And then we had great racing. And then also, I think I'm already said that, but then we also had a packed stand. So you kind of said it. We hit the home run. We hit the long ball this past Saturday night.
Yeah. And in the sprints, we'll talk about the sprints real quick because you guys run five different divisions. The sprint division, Henry Malkett kind of picked up right where he left off, huh?
Yeah. So, I saw Henry before the races. I talked to him a little bit. I said, Henry, first night out? He goes, yeah, first night out. And he goes, I might be a little rusty. And so he knocked the rust off, in the hot laps and in the heat race, and he put on a show. And he led a lot of the race. And then Brandon Spithaler passed him. I don't know the exact lap. I would want to say probably around lap 15. And Spithaler led for 5-7 laps. And then there at the very end, Henry came back and passed him and held him off to win. And so, a lot of times me and Jason Florey were talking, owner, promoter, we were talking after the race. But a lot of times you see tires fade, cars handling gets tight, whatever it is. And the leader gets passed and then they fade away. And Henry took a breather. He took a minute to catch his breath and then he climbed back up on the wheel. And he got it done. It's exactly what you want to see.
Yeah.
Whoa. That was not good.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Pete, what is this?
I'm sorry about that. My computer.
You got to turn your radio down. I feel like I'm on Howard Stern. Turn your radio down.
Oh no, not Howard Stern. No, no. All right. Can you hear me all right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry about that. So yeah, Henry Malkett picking up right where he left off there in the sprint cars. Tell us about the different divisions. If somebody comes out to Wayne County Speedway this summer, what can they expect to see on just a regular Wayne County night, the different divisions, what races there at Wayne County Speedway?
Yeah. Regular nights consist of 4-10 sprints. That's basically our headline division, then in late models, the super late models put on a good show, and we've got two of the premier divisions, two of the headliners, a lot of places, a lot of racetracks, I'm not taking a shot at them at all. Don't take this the wrong way, but a lot of racetracks might only run sprints and then support divisions, or might only run late models and run support divisions, where here at Wayne County Speedway, you can come out and then get to watch two of the top dog divisions. You know, after that, then we also race our modified division, and kind of I don't know how to, it's open wheel modified, you know, so like some of those frames of those, and those chassis are old, like Chevelle chassis and the front ends, and then kind of like late models built around them basically. Also then we run the super stocks and then the mini stocks. And those mini stocks, those little four bangers, I would love to get you out there and hot lap and take some laps in a little four banger mini stock and turn some laps. And I think you would have a good time. Those are just like your Escorts, your, you know, I don't know, little Hondas now, all different kinds of things. They're running Berettas, and they pop the windows out, strip the interiors, and then they go racing. They obviously put a cage in, a racing seat, some safety stuff, fuel cells, and they go racing.
Yeah, I've been begging to let me, you know, have you guys let me take my truck out there and do some laps. So we're in four-wheel drive, but nothing yet. I don't know. Some of them grooves that you guys get in that track, I don't know if I'd want to take my truck in that, but especially now, I just had to replace some U-joints on it, so I think I might just be taking it easy.
Hey, now's the best time. We'll break the new truck in.
We're talking with Ryan Pearson. He's joining us on the Barbasol Shave phone lines. Ryan is, we call him the GM over there at Wayne County Speedway. Really, I mean, he wears so many different hats and titles. It would take us, you know, a half hour just to go over all of those. But Ryan's a good friend of the show. He's been with us since the very beginning. The very first show we ever did, Fast Lane Sports Show, we had Ryan on. So Wayne County is kind of our home track. We always consider him a home track, and Ryan's a good friend of ours, and he's joining us tonight. Ryan, I was looking at the schedule. You guys have a lot of great races coming up. We talked to Tyler Harris of Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway last week. They've got a great schedule too. A lot of shows coming up that people need to circle and highlight. But Wayne County, you guys are doing it again. The shows, you got a lot of great shows coming up. Some of the shows that are yearly events, like, you know, Don Hans Gross Memorial, Summer Nationals Hell Tour is back. You got the Boss Wingless Sprints, the Pete Jacobs Memorial. They're towards the end of the year every year, but it's a great looking schedule. A lot of time gets put into to doing this schedule.
Yeah, Jason sits down and tries to make the schedule and work around the divisions that what people want to see, and also things that are, you know, financially feasible for us. You know, we sometimes get kind of questioned about off the wall or out of the area, you know, divisions and series and things like that. And he'll listen, and he'll listen to anybody. And he'll schedule anything if we can get a race. You know, sometimes people call us, hey, why don't you get a World of Outlaw race? You know, we will host the World of Outlaw tomorrow if they would sign and commit and stuff like that. We get that one a lot. Also, Lucas Oil. Again, he would take a Lucas Oil race. He would take it. He would decide that. I could decide that for him, and he would take that tomorrow as well. Like,
I'm here for that one. Do Lucas Oil.
Yeah.
I would personally come back from Florida and go the whole way back up for a Lucas Oil race. There.
Yes, I know.
Sorry. I had to cut in for that one.
Christina, call him up and tell him take our call. And we've tried. They raced at a couple of these other racetracks around here, but we also feel like there would be room for us. But you know, we're very happy though with how our schedule worked out. The second thing along the late model side is like that Summer National Hell Tour. You know, Wayne County Speedway has never hosted one of those races. They kind of get in our area out in Oakshade, which is out towards Toledo. They wrap up, and last year we lost the race due to the weather, due to the rain. We didn't have that many rainouts, but we did lose that one to rain. So this will be they'll be making their inaugural visit here at Wayne County Speedway this year. But Pete, you had great segue talking about the schedule, but you forgot two of the major highlights, which you're just serving me softballs here and just letting me knock them out of the park. You know, here coming up May 16th, you know, you mentioned like World of Outlaw Sprint Cars. Well, we signed on with the High Limit Sprint Car Series last year, new series with Kyle Larson and Brad Sweet. They decided to make their own series, and we were a part of the initial year. They raced one race over in Indiana, and then they were scheduled to come here. And unfortunately, it got rained out. We had a ton of sprint cars here that night all across the country, and we got rained out. But, you know, never fails. They said, we're going to come back, and you guys are going to be a part of this since you wanted to be involved in the first go-around. And so they let us sign on for the second season, and it's like 4 weeks away. 32,000 to win, Pete. 32,000 to win. The highest purse, to my knowledge, it's ever been at Wayne County Speedway, at least in our era for sure. And I think Jason's highest purse, other than that, is like the Pete Jacobs Memorial. I think 15,000 to win. So this is like double of our normal size, you know, purse to win. And then the World of Outlaws is letting these guys, some of their drivers, race a handful of races. So I haven't heard, and, you know, nobody's committed per se with the World of Outlaws, like those World of Outlaw guys, but maybe you're going to see Sheldon Haudenschild get to come back and wheel the 17 over here. And so it'll be interesting to see. We can't wait. It's definitely, you know, how NASCAR, I know you guys talk a lot about NASCAR. NASCAR starts the season off with their Super Bowl with the Daytona 500, man. This is like our Daytona 500 right here coming up like a month away.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm off on Tuesdays, so, you know, I don't think I've got anything on the schedule for that day. So,
yes, you do.
I mean,
you are going to that race. I swear to God, if you don't go, you will not make it to the next week.
You hear
that's
that?
That's right.
Ryan, the boss says that I have to go.
And I agree with her.
Well, then I guess
there's no excuses for you to not go. I can't go. Toyota is not going to let me have off during the middle of the week. I've tried. It doesn't work that way for me. So you have to go. There's no choice. If you don't go, I know where you live. I will come and find you.
Yeah.
You hear that, Ryan? I have to be there.
We're calling the police, putting warrants out for your arrest.
All right. I'll be there. You twisted my arm. I will go. Yes. Ryan, to be honest, let's just look at some of the drivers that are racing in the High Limit Sprint Car Series. How can Wayne County Speedway not be on their schedule? Some of these drivers, Kyle Larson, one of them, the man who partially owns this series, loves Wayne County Speedway. It's a no-brainer that he would put you guys on the schedule.
Yeah, we were really happy with it, and you know, it was really good as they all came together. You know, Jason's like, "Hey, what do you think?" And I'm like, "Dude, let's do it!" Like, you know, we had a great World of Outlaw race 2 or 3 years ago back there around when COVID hit, and it was awesome. We get so many comments and so many questions, and we get all the time, you know. And so, what better way? Like, and I'm not trying to. Again, you know, I'm not throwing shade at the World of Outlaws at all. We'd love to have them. But if they're not willing to give us a race or if they don't want to work with us, you know, we can only do what's best for us and do the next best thing. And then, man, this is a really good thing. And the support that these guys are getting, they're getting a lot of support from Flo. And then the drivers, they had drivers from everywhere. And just like you said, look at the list of of the people, there's like 26 drivers, I think, that's signed on to run their whole little season. And so, and then the other little thing that was really nice with this May date is if for some reason we get inclement weather, there's a lot of other dates later on in the year that they can try working it into just in case. So that was a little bit of behind of why would they run it in May? You know, just in case if it's rainy or if it's too cold, you know, you can button it up and then try to run it later on in August, September, whatever, you know, whenever, July, August, September, whatever.
Yeah.
That's the high limit stuff, Pete, but don't forget, we're also running the double header with the All-Stars over Sprint Speed Week too. That's another big one. And I would definitely expect you to come up. Christina, we're running the Sunday leg, so maybe Toyota could let you get out and make the trip on a Sunday and then get to work Monday morning. I don't know.
That's a long turnaround.
I don't know. That's a long drive back after a Sunday.
You're going to go right to work with Wayne County Speedway dust in your hair.
Yo, yeah, that would be for sure. I'd be walking in and they'd be like, what is with your hair? Hey, you know, they all know. They all know what I, you know, they know about the show. They know everything. I was actually today talking with one of our technicians. He's younger, you know, he's in his early 20s. And I was, you know, showing him old pictures of like these kinds of races and stuff. And he's like, man, I would love to see that. Where can I see it in Florida? I was like, you can't. I mean, there's only 2 weeks out of the year you can truly see it in Florida. I said, now,
right.
If you want to do that, we got to go north. We got to go back up to up in Ohio and PA and stuff. He's like, oh, that's right. That's where you came from. I said, yeah, pretty much. So, no, it has been talked. That would be where I actually could take time off because I would only have – I could take Monday off. That wouldn't be a big deal. It's taking off, like, I can't take big blocks off at a time. I can do 2 days, you know, roughly at a time. If I take more than that, they start to freak out and panic. So,
hey, there you go.
No.
Our schedule's set.
The schedule's set up. Yeah, there is an option. Oh, I know. I have your schedule pretty much. I have certain track schedules pretty much memorized. I'm that person. So that's when he says about, I know he doesn't work Tuesdays. So he has no choice but to go.
Yeah. Well,
even if he does work Tuesday, he can call off.
We've never done the doubleheader like this. And so,
yeah, this is awesome.
We feel like we have a real good camping atmosphere. You can camp for free. And so just running it the 2 days back-to-back is going to be a nice, good event, fun. The Monday leg, which is our normal leg, our regular, has so much diversity from Western PA cars, Central PA cars, like Danny Dietrich. Danny makes the trip over. Casey Kane frequents it. Kyle Larson has frequented it. You know, so like Rico, like so many of the big name regional guys like to come for that early leg. So to have two races back to back there in June, I think it's early June. June 10th and 11th, is that what it was?
11th and
12th. 11th and 12th, yeah. So two big days that, like, and Pete, you mentioned it, like the schedule is just so variety. They're so wide, you know, high limit, All-Stars, Boss Series, Hell Tour, late models. I mean, sprint cars, you name it, we're doing it. And then they also are doing little little specials for the mini stocks and the street stocks and the modifieds as well. So we don't leave those guys out either.
And what,
yes,
what I like is I like the June 11th date. Sorry, Pete, real fast. Just because it has 305 sprints too. And I mean, a lot of my PR work has been with 305 sprint car guys. So not only is it 410 sprints, you still get the 305 guys. But to me, I love when the tracks have, you know, support series that are like that. And obviously if it's a late model series, I mean, I'm a late model kind of person. I would, I watch late models over sprint car riding day.
Yeah. I kind of grew up late models too. I'm kind of with you, Christina. Like I grew up with late models as being my favorite, but sprint cars they're just something about them and they're just so fast and they bring the people out. Now going back to the 305s, years ago, we tried to run 305s, an open 305 race. We only had 6 or 8 cars show up. We tried it another time, didn't really have the support. Now Western PA is having, like Mercer and Sharon and Lernerville, like those racetracks, you know, have their a 305 division. And then Attica and Fremont also has a different kind of 305. And then we just kind of open it up and let them race against each other. And it's kind of a battle between they're not necessarily two sanctions, but like almost like two different rules, or, you know, they're kind of battling against each other. And we had a great turnout. I think we had 20, 25 race cars and great support. And so we had good support from the, like the Race Saver crew. And then we also had support from that Attica Fremont area. And so we'll continue to, if you come out and support Wayne County Speedway, Jason will put you back on the schedule. And so, so they have been good to us. And then on that Monday, if you notice, there's no support divisions, and it's because, we're going to have 50, 60 sprint cars, and we want to get people out at 10 p.m., you know, we want to get them out at a decent time so they can go to work the next day. So, we're not one of those racetracks that on a Monday night, we want to hold you there till 11:30 with four other divisions.
That's smart, because there's other tracks that don't do that. But we won't. I'll throw shade. I can do that. But this is for the folks that live in Ohio or even in the Pennsylvania area. There's no excuse, because I lived in Pennsylvania. I went to an airport in Maryland, dropped my mother-in-law off at the airport, and drove from the airport to Wayne County all in the same day. There's zero excuses if you live in Pennsylvania, Ohio, even the Virginia area. You can still go to Wayne County's All-Star Week. You can take vacation. People have done that. I used to do that when I worked at Sheets. Me and my one friend, Nancy, Pete, you know Nancy. Did we or did we not take vacation? That was our two weeks vacation. was All-Star Speed Week and then PA Speed Week. We always did it. You got to go, folks. If I can make a trip like that, anyone else can do it. I hold very high standards for friends.
Those are the favorites.
To a race car.
Those are my favorite memories of going to races. Like, you know, at the last minute, hey, you know, this one time Wayne County Speedway rained out and on a Saturday, and my buddy Tom Ogle, T-Bone, he's like, texted me, and he's like, hey, do you want to go to Eldora? It's Kings Royal. And he goes, they got rained out on Friday, but they're running everything on Saturday. I said, heck yeah, let's go. And we drove 4 hours and hit Eldora and then drove 4 hours home, you know. And so just at the last minute. And so, like, those are the fun memories. Those are the fun times. And so you are absolutely right. Those are the things that we remember. Last year, me and Colin, this is another story just along those lines. Colin's never been to the Kings Royal. He's been to Eldora. He would have been really young, probably like 9 or 10 years old. I don't even know if he really remembers it. And now he's 17. And I said, hey, Kings Royal's this weekend. Do you want to go? And we didn't have a hotel. We didn't have a camper. We didn't have no place to stay. He goes, heck yeah, let's go. He goes, I've never been. And it was one of those ones where no football, no football camps, no practices. Schedule was all open and free, which is a rare event with a 17-year-old who does football, basketball, track, you know, you name it. He's going somewhere, working, practicing, and doing something. So didn't have anything. So I said, man, we don't even have no place to stay. He goes, Dad, we can sleep in the car. I go, man, I'm too old for this. So let's go. And we took the Blackstone. We filled a cooler up with some food and some drinks, and we slept in the car in the parking lot. And I definitely said I am too old to be doing stuff like this, but we had the best time. We had made the greatest memories. And he's like, Dad, let's go again, and we can sleep in the car. I'm like, bro, leave me out. We might have to find him. We might have to find somebody's motorhome to sleep in, or get a hotel in Lima or something. But I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can run that back a second time. But but definitely, those are the things that we're gonna remember. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
I don't even think Pete. I don't even think you were 100% sure I was even coming. this little thing. I don't think that was a big thing that weekend. I never fully told Pete 100% I was coming either. So I think that's what made it even, better for everyone. And not only that, Jim got to experience some stuff that, he's not been able to do, like, at the PA tracks and stuff either, because some of these drivers don't come to Pennsylvania. So,
right.
It was good for him, too, as being, he's a mechanic by trade. That's what he does for Toyota. So, it was fun for him to see the background of it. He's done it all in Pennsylvania thing, but it's different. Each track's pits are different. It's a great, thing. And I don't think Pete knew I was there until like 2 minutes before I pulled into the parking lot. And I was like, oh, by the way, I'm in Ohio.
Right. You're like, hey, I'm coming into the racetrack. Oh, what? Like, I'm here.
It was definitely a surprise. Definitely. But no, we're talking with Ryan Pearson from Wayne County Speedway, GM from Wayne County Speedway, really the go-to guy. If you go to Wayne County Speedway and you got a question about anything or need to know something, you can find Ryan walking around the pits, taking videos, pictures. You can see him out on the pace truck even, taking videos and stuff before some of the races. So Ryan is definitely all over the place at the racetrack on race night. Ryan, a couple other things on the schedule that are pretty much cornerstones of the Wayne County Speedway schedule is the Don Hans Gross Memorial. That is another thing that happens every year. It's the late model series. You've got that. And then at the end of the season, you have the Ohio Dirt Blowout, two nights of that. So a couple other highlights of your guys' schedule for people to circle on their calendar.
Yeah, definitely. I want to touch on the Hans and Don Gross Memorial. Don Gross was an owner. Rick Gross was the owner of Wayne County Speedway back in the, I want to say the 80s. And Don raced a late model there. And then Hans raced as well. And he raced a late model. And both have passed away. Don was involved in a crash out on 250 between Apple Creek and Wilmot. And so this is our way of remembering and appreciating their contributions to owning the racetrack, running the racetrack, and then to racing. And Rick still comes out. Rick has been involved. Rick was real involved in Pennsboro, for a lot of years as well. But for that race, for the first time, we're bringing up the Ironman series. They're really big in the down south. And so I want to say like the Virginia, Carolinas, that in Kentucky. And so they're making their furthest trip north this year, coming to Wayne County Speedway for that event. You got the P. Jacobs Memorial, unsanctioned sprint car race. We get all-stars. We get local drivers. We get regional guys come for that night. That's the Sunday, day before Labor Day, Sunday the 3rd, big one on the schedule. That was our biggest race. That was kind of like our Super Bowl. That was our biggest deal. And, Jason's idea was to add 1,000 to win every year. It started off as like a 10,000 to win race. Then it was 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And then the high limit kind of, here in the last, 8 months, 10 months, the high limit stuff happened, and it's taken over as our big one, but you still can't shake a stick at the P. Jacobs Memorial. And then the big one on the end, at the end, man, it's a good party night, lots of people camping out, having fun, having bonfires in the pits and in the parking lot. And it's 2 days of racing. So, you really hit on all our highlights. And then plus just the regular nights, those are good nights to come out too.
Well, if anybody's interested in the 2023 Wayne County Speedway schedule, of course, they can go to waynecountyspeedway.com.
They've got a great website there. It's very fan friendly. You can click right there at the top. It says schedule. You just click on that. Brings up their entire schedule for this year. You can download it to your computer. You can print it off, whatever you need to do to find the event that that you're going to go to, and definitely try and make it out to an event or two at Wayne County Speedway. Ryan, we started this show 7 years ago, Christina and I. I mean, she had always done radio, but I got the opportunity to get back into it, and I wanted to, you know, the guy that wanted me to get into it just wanted a NASCAR show. And I said, I told him, I said, Tom, there's a million NASCAR shows out there, podcasts, live shows, everything else. I said, I want to do something that puts more attention and focus on the small town short tracks and the drivers at those tracks. And it has led to a lot of great opportunities and friendships. You and Wayne County Speedway, one of those. Right from the get-go, when I reached out to you guys and you were like, yeah, we'll do it, a show that hasn't even been anything yet, and you guys were willing to come on and talk to us, and it's turned into a great friendship. I appreciate that, Ryan. I appreciate everything you guys do. The track is amazing. Is there anything that in the off season that you guys did to the track that fans will notice when they get there? Any updates or anything like that to the track or grandstand?
So some stuff that's happened that there's lots of stuff that's happened, a lot of stuff that fans won't notice. So a lot of just behind the scenes stuff, a lot of stuff working on in the pits and in the concession stand, things that will never be seen. And Jason is revamping, redoing, restructuring, just doing a lot of stuff like that. Another example is, so down in turns one and two, we've been adding on to the wall, to the guardrail. Well, some of the guardrail was kind of, I don't know, Jason could describe this a little bit better, but it's kind of bolted together. And so when he started taking some down to add to it, it wasn't staked in. And so Jason pulled out a lot of, they were sunk with basically like telephone poles, just telephone poles put in the ground. So he pulled a whole bunch out and then did it right. He did it. He pulled them out and then sunk them and did it right. And he said, that's more of a peace of mind. He goes, the casual fan is never going to notice this. They'll never ever see it. They'll never ever know it, but it's my peace of mind that it's done right. And like in the past, but you will notice that the walls are higher. And so both in turns three and four and one and two, the walls are higher. And so that's something that you will notice, but the thing that you won't notice is that it's done right.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's one thing. When we talk to racetracks, it's refreshing to hear from you, because every year that you come on and give us a preview of that year for the racetrack, it's always Jason did this, Jason did that to improve the track, whether it's for driver safety, whether it's for fan safety, whether it's for the accommodations of the fans, like the little loges that he put at the top of the grandstands the 1 year that people can purchase tickets to, so that if you wanted to sit in the air conditioner on a hot Saturday night and still watch racing, that's one of the things that you can do. But also, I did see a driver's post from this past weekend of his tire, and he was praising you guys on your track and the maintenance and how you guys had the track prepped, because he said it was a tire that he used the entire night, and it looked like it had no wear on it at all. So you guys have, obviously, according to this guy, you guys have nailed it on the track prep for the first race of the season.
Yeah, Jack Sodeman, he's a Western PA guy. Christina, I'm sure, knows Jack. And so he posted that, and it was great, and it was good. We've used different, I don't know, again, Jason's going to know the correct terminology, like calcium, different things to try to keep the moisture in the racetrack. And, Wayne County Speedway for a time has had maybe a bad reputation or maybe a reputation of just being dusty or whatever. And Jason has worked really hard and tirelessly of trying to, you know, figure out and try to work the dirt and the humidity and the right mixtures or whatever. And put so many hours and just, and that's what he's supposed to do. You know, he's trying to make it better. And so, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, he kind of really figured it out. We've brought different people in, you know, other promoters to try to help and just try to work with us. And still it was a tough, you know, cookie to crack. It wasn't easy. But he's definitely figured it out. He wasn't too happy with the race track this past week. It took a little bit longer. The water truck, he had trouble with his water truck. And so he did purchase this big three-wheel water apparatus that was from Mansfield. And so it didn't water as evenly. He was a little bit under the gun and struggling initially, but it all came to, we did start a little bit late, but it was because the track needed to be ran in. It didn't water evenly. So some of the, you know, the track was ready and then some of it was oversaturated. Took us a little bit. It was our opening night. But then at the end, you know, he said, great racing. It was a phenomenal race with Henry Malkett and Spithaler and there was a slew of other, like there was like three other cars that was in there at the top in the sprint car race. Doug Drown came from the rear of the feature. He started on the tail and then won the feature in the late models. Doug gets around Wayne County Speedway really good, but there was good race cars there. It wasn't like he beat a bunch of chumps and, you know, started at the back and beat a bunch of chumps. You know, he beat Ryan Markham. He beat Todd Brennan, J.R. Gentry, you know, some big-time guys that run well at Wayne County Speedway. All those guys that I just named have wins there. And so to do that, tells you that the track was racy. And then one other little thing, Pete, if you are really observant and could really watch, you know, sometimes the racetrack would get a little top dominant. And so Jason moved the tires in down in one and two. So that way it's kind of flat. And so Henry Malkett sometimes will dive bomb and slide job. It's slide job city coming off of turn two, where those guys that are running the top, they either have to hit the gas and then beat, you know, Malkett sliding in front of them, or they have to let off and let him in. And so, Malkett gives them that opportunity to make that decision. You know, do we wreck us both or do we, you know, we keep going? And it makes the racing so good. It makes the racing a phenomenal. And so that's one of the little things that he did. He did that middle part of last year. And it's a little thing that you might not really notice. And when Christina was there last, you know, she might notice it now, but it wasn't that way, when Christina was there. But it makes the racing phenomenal. So, like, that's going to be something that you'll see when you guys come back, when we get Christina back up here.
Well, if Kyle Larson is listening, he's going to love to hear that, because I feel like that's kind of how he runs sprint car. He likes to dive bomb and slide up on the stretch. So that's going to make for very exciting racing when the high limits come. To hear that. So I can't wait for that.
Pete.
But, yeah, congrats.
Last thing I want to tell you. You talked about, like, when you started the show. Man, it's the other way around. You know, without you, we wouldn't be able to promote our stuff. We wouldn't be able to get our word out. We wouldn't be able to reach fans. You know, you guys are hitting a fan base that we might not be able to get to. And so – I appreciate the kind words and I appreciate you appreciating us, but you guys are doing a good thing. And without you, we wouldn't be able to get our word out. And so we appreciate that. We need you guys and we love it. And you guys are welcome. Both of you are welcome any night of the week. You know, you can come out, Pete, this year, I think I'm going to talk to one of the push truck guys. You better bring some goggles because the mud's going to be flying, and I want to get you a ride in the push truck so you really feel and get to see Wayne County Speedway from a different perspective. And then I'm sure you'll flip on that video camera and then give the fans a different view and a different perspective, pushing off some sprint cars.
I will definitely do that. I will be there on the 16th. I will definitely see you then that Tuesday night, and then I will definitely schedule a few more Saturdays to come out and see you, work schedule permitted. But I will definitely be out there. And I just want to say, too, real quick before we send you on your way for the rest of your evening, a big congrats to the winners of opening night at Wayne County Speedway, Henry Malkett in the sprints, Kyle Moore winning, pulling double duty at Wayne County
double
Speedway,
duty.
Kyle Moore winning in the mods and the super stocks. And then, as you mentioned, Doug Drown in the late models and Doug Hensel in the mini stocks. Those are a few names that as people go to Wayne County more and more, those are a few names that they will hear every single week, especially Doug Drown, Doug Hensel. Those are some big names that Wayne County Speedway. Also, a big shout out to a driver who's been on this show before, Trey Jacobs, coming in fifth opening night at Wayne County Speedway. And of course, that name, the Jacobs family is very, very tied to and synonymous with Wayne County Speedway. So a few Jacobs actually in that race Saturday night, opening night. Trey Jacobs coming in fifth and Lee Jacobs coming in ninth. So it's good to see a few Jacobs still carrying on that family's racing traditions.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was a great field of sprint cars. We had 31 fast series sprints. We had a great show, and can't wait to have you guys back. We appreciate everything you guys do, and looking forward to seeing you guys again. And Pete, I've been worried about you. Like the stuff that happened in East Palestine, I know, working on the railroad, man, I thought when all that stuff went down, I actually thought about you.
Yeah, that's a different railroad. It's the NS. But I actually, last summer, I changed departments at the railroad. I was a car inspector for 8 years. I actually transferred over to transportation. So I am officially now a conductor, so I am on some of those road trains, and some of the trains that we run are trains like the one that derailed. So it was definitely scary to see that, but at the same time, that derailment got a lot of national attention because of what happened. But not to take anything away from that derailment, but I mean, trains derail a lot more than a lot of people realize. Sometimes,
yeah.
Obviously, they're not that bad. Sometimes it's just a wheel or two or something, and it's not that bad. But it happens a lot more. But now I've noticed, though, too, since that one, every time there is a derailment, it's all over the news.
Yeah,
it is a very dangerous job. And I'm not one to talk about dangerous jobs to you. You obviously know what a dangerous job is. You're in one of those lines of professions as well. But it is definitely a dangerous job. But as long as we all work safely, we can get home at night. So, but yeah, it was definitely scary to see that.
I definitely thought about you, and I obviously I don't know, your details. I didn't know I don't even know the line or the company or whatever, but I did think about you when I saw that stuff go down, and it just made, I just kept you guys in our thoughts and prayers, and just because it's the same thing, like you said, in our business, we see something happen for other people, you keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And and then like in our area, didn't there one derail like in North Lawrence?
Well, that one got hit by a car, but yeah, that one derailed too.
Yeah, like that wasn't far from home.
No, that one wasn't. And thankfully, that one wasn't anything dangerous in that train. But, yeah, like I said, it happens a lot. It really does happen a lot. So it's obviously, like I said, it's not as bad as East Palestine, but it does happen a lot. But, yeah, I'm okay. We're okay. We're good. The wheeling is still going. If that would have happened to us, though, Ryan, I probably would have been coming to you for a job because that would have shut us down. Something that bad. Our little railroad would not have been able to recover from something like that. So that's why my railroad preaches safety a lot to us because we could not pay for something like that. So that accident there is going to cost the NS billions of dollars, but they also make tens of billions of dollars a year. So it'll be a drop in the bucket for them. But no, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you coming on the show. Like I said, I appreciate the friendship that we have been able to work out through all of this. And I will definitely be seeing you guys here soon.
Sounds good. Christina, you keep your head down there in Florida. And Pete, appreciate everything. I'm glad we don't have no railroads in Dalton. So if we did, I'd be out there trying to pull you over.
Oh, well. Try it. Just try it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. It might not work out too well.
Right. All right, Ryan. Well, you have a great rest of your evening and week, and we'll see you here in a couple weeks in May.
Sounds good, Pete. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
All right.
It.
Yes, sir. All right.
WayneCountySpeedway.com. Don't forget, WayneCountySpeedway.com, Pete.
Yes, sir. That's where fans can go to get information about the schedule and ticket prices and everything. We didn't talk about ticket pricing, but we'll talk to you again here in the future. But yeah, WayneCountySpeedway.com.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter. Twitter's WCS Ohio, Wayne County Speedway on Facebook. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you later.
And out.
All right, that was Ryan Pearson of Wayne County Speedway. Always enjoy when Ryan drops by. Christina, he is a firecracker, man. I'll tell you what, he's full of energy. He's like that at the racetrack too. When you see Ryan, it's hard to talk to Ryan at the racetrack. I mean, he's got a lot of responsibility.
No, you
got to
wait till
anyway.
That's the thing. You always wait till the end of the night. It's better at the end of the night.
Even then, I'm telling you, even you have to wait till the lights are off and everybody's gone, and then you can sit down with Ryan or Jason. I had to wait, literally. I had to wait the one night I was there. I wanted to do an interview with Jason live on Facebook, and the lights were shutting off. I mean, there was like five of us there at the track, and Jason finally had time, but obviously as the owner, he's got a lot of responsibilities, but Ryan's the same way. If you see Ryan in the pits, he's doing live videos for the track, social media. He's talking to drivers. He's getting, you know, people are asking him questions. They need this. They need that. This driver needs that. The concessions need this. The guys up in the box, they need this. All the flagman needs this. The push truck guy needs it. So Ryan is all over the place. If you ever need to talk to him, you have to walk with him as you talk, because he's not going to stop. He's not going to stand still. But I love talking to Ryan. I love seeing him at the track. I can't wait to get out there May 16th. That's going to be some fun times. There's going to be a lot of awesome drivers. Christina, I might have to take some merchandise to get autographed again so we can give it away like I usually do.
I mean, I don't see why you couldn't. There's I'm trying to get you some other stuff too, but it's just not as easy as it used to be. So
right.
I mean, but you know, that's the thing though. They love what they do, and you can hear it. You can tell. I mean, it takes a lot to do what they do. This isn't for the faint of heart. This isn't something where you can just be like, oh, I can do this. No, it's really not. It's not like that at all. I mean. They work all year round, but they also have real jobs too. That's another thing. Don't think
right.
He doesn't have another job. I mean, because he does. They all do. I mean, racing is for the love of the sport. Yes, he may get compensated for it, he may not. I mean, but either way, he's doing it because he loves the sport. That's what they're all doing it for. And it shows. It shows with the racing product they put out every year. I mean, it's always shown. So
yes,
that's what it takes. It takes people like them to make dirt racing still go round and, you know, continue to thrive today. It's people like Ryan and
Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. It kind of like cut off and went quiet. I was making sure I didn't lose my feed again. Christina,
no,
let's take a quick break. Let's hear from Barbasol because Ryan Pearson obviously just joined us on the Barbasol Shea phone lines, which are open every show for the 2 hours of the show.
Yeah, where's Jeremy?
Where is Jeremy? He's not even talking to us on our group
which
chat.
Which he always
does. Yeah, he's always got some smart-ass comment about something. So we'll check in and make sure he's okay. We'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. When we come back from the break, Christine and I will talk a little bit real quick about World of Outlaws, the standings that over there. We'll talk a little bit about NASCAR, and then we'll try and get a penalty box pick out of her because it's been a couple weeks. And I got a feeling there's going to be a good one. So keep it tuned right here. Let's listen from Barbasol.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
Welcome back. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Thank you for tuning in so far. I hope you all enjoyed the interview with Ryan. He's always a blast to have on the show and to see at the racetrack. Please make it a point. We say it every week, Christina and I do. Go to your small town short tracks, your local short tracks. If it's an hour away, plan a night, a Friday night, a Saturday night, whatever night it is that they race on, and go check out a race, even if it's just once, even if it's just one time, just do it. A dirt track, asphalt, it doesn't matter. We don't care. Just visit the small town short tracks. That's what keeps them running. I have to look into it. I don't know. I know Barberton Speedway was open for the last year or two, but then I heard that the people who owned it, for whatever reason, were trying to sell it again. So I don't know if Barberton is going to be opened again this year or not. If they're not, that's a shame, because that's a nice little asphalt track that's close to Stark County that could be closing down again. So I know the car counts weren't always the best every week, but you got to go out. You got to support these tracks. Christina has always said it for years, and I've been saying it for this show. So that's why, you know, we started the show. That's what Ryan and I were talking about. He said he appreciates us. We appreciate them. It's for those tracks. But yeah, Christina, speaking of small town short tracks, another thing that's good for some of those is when series like the High Limits series comes to Wayne County, or when the World of Outlaws shows up to town, that's always puts butts in the seats. Because the World of Outlaws bring a great show. Yeah, we might talk, you know, we might dog on the World of Outlaws every now and then because of some of the stupid stuff that they do or say, or, you know, restrictions that they put on some of their drivers, you know, the stinginess that they seem to be. But they've got a business to run as well. But that aside, I don't think I mentioned it last show because we had a special guest, and you and I were trying to get through the first race of the High Limits series last Tuesday. But a few winners from the last few races of the World of Outlaws on Friday, April 7th at US 36 Raceway in Missouri, Sheldon Howden Shield. Speaking of local names synonymous with dirt racing, Sheldon Howden Shield picked up the win at Osborne for the Osborne Sprint Car Showdown. Rico Abreu picked up the win at 81 Speedway in Kansas for the Jason Johnson Classic. Brad Sweet got the win at Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-55 for the I-55 Outlaw Showdown. And then, Christina, last Tuesday, a big-time win, huge win for a young sprint car driver to get $50,000 payday. Huge win for that young man.
I mean, what other teenager wants that? I mean, hell, when you're a teenager, you're out there winning $50,000. You can't complain.
Right?
No, there's a lot of great racing. Oh, and yes, Kyle Larson is an Eldora, but he's in a modified.
Okay, isn't modified. He's
in a modified as well. No, he's doing double duty. So he's running the late model, but he's also in a UMP modified as well. Just an update on that.
At least I wasn't seeing things, so that's good.
No, not yet. You're not old enough to be seeing things quite yet. But no, a lot of great racing across the dirt and everywhere else. I mean, also we saw the All-Star Circuit of Champions get underway officially with their season. But Saturday, Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-55 didn't happen. Mother Nature's brutal this past week. She hates Florida. She hates racing. I mean, it was all over the place.
Yeah. Sorry, Ryan texted me. I was replying to him real quick. Yeah, Mother Nature, she can just, you know, sometimes piss off in the spring. She doesn't help a lot of the small town short tracks. She is not a fan of the show, obviously, because she does not like small town short tracks. But no, the World of Outlaws, you know, We try to not be a show that focuses on one thing, the World of Outlaws, the All-Stars, NASCAR, the High Limits series. We try to talk about everything on here racing. So
because
that's
there's
why
more than one series in the world, people, just so
there
you're
is.
Aware.
The Lucas
so
Oil late model.
Remember that.
Right. So we try and change it up as much as we can. But sometimes there's only a few things to talk about. The World of Outlaws is one of those things to talk about right now. Christina, let's look at the points. Brad Sweet made up a little ground on Carson Macedo this past weekend. He's 12 points back, but Carson Macedo is still the points leader with that one win. Brad Sweet, David Gravel now, both with three wins on the season so far. Both of them within 20 points of the leader, so they're putting a little heat on Carson. Carson's still performing pretty good, though. 13 races, he still has 13 top 10s. So that's pretty remarkable. And then your boy right there, Shark Racing, right there. They're still in fourth, still in the top five. So he's not still looking for that first win of the season. You got Michael Colfoy.
He's running well.
He is running very well. 11 top 10s in 13 races and six top fives. So he's that close, Christina, to the top of the podium. I can feel it. He's going to get one here soon. He's got a few tracks coming up here in the PA, Ohio area that are going to be good tracks for him. I see him picking up a win soon. So he's still fourth in points. Fifth, Michael Colfoy. And then the rest of your top 10 is Sheldon Houdenshield, James McFadden, Spencer Baston, Donnie Schatz, and Giovanni Scelzi, right there, the Fresno, California native. Those top 10, all 13 starts so far in the year. Sheldon with a win, James McFadden with two wins. So we've got some good wins spread out through the top 10 so far, Christina. What do you think of this points so far? I know it's still early in the season, but we got some names up there in the top 10 that usually are up there, some new names.
No, I like it. It's a great mix of talent. It goes to show you these guys really worked hard in the offseason to put themselves where they are right now, and that's what they have to do. And they're going now to a weekend where some of the toughest racing they're going to see, which is Knoxville. They're going to head to Knoxville for the first time this week, this Friday and Saturday. So it's great. They're getting that in. They're going to Knoxville. Then they're going to Granite City. And then they're going to go to Eldora and Les Race 2 in May. This is what they have to do. And then we're going to get into the PA swing, the first PA swing. So, yeah, there's a lot of great racing to happen. I mean, if you're not winning by May, you might be worried. I would be worried if you don't have a win by the end of May. Because if you ain't got wins by the end of May, you're not going to fight for that title when it comes down to needing to fight for it here in November. I'm just putting it out there. You've got to do it now.
Yeah,
get those
definitely.
Wins. Get them now. Because if you don't, you're screwed.
Yeah, you talk about their May schedule. They go from Eldora for a two-night special Friday, Saturday, May 5th and 6th. Then they
You gotta be
skip.
Kidding me. He won that race.
Then
he
they
won a
skip.
Seat race.
Then they skip to PA for 3 days. Wednesday, May 10th, they're at Lincoln. And then Friday, Saturday, the 12th and 13th, they're at Williams Grove. And then, Christina, this is where it gets interesting because this is where I feel like I almost feel like Brad Sweet and Kyle Larson, when they sat down and made their schedule, I almost feel like they seen this little gap here from Saturday, May 13th.
Oh, it was very intentional.
To Friday, May 19th. On Friday, May 19th, the World of Outlaws will be in Attica Raceway. The week before, they'll finish up their little mini PA swing. And, Christina, what's in between May 13th and May 19th? May 16th,
Wayne County.
A Tuesday, in the middle of the week at Wayne County Speedway, when all the drivers are making their way from Williams Grove to Attica. Gee, do you think that was intentional?
The whole schedule is very, very on point, intentional, and real fast as to who's leading the high limit point series. It's a whole lot of sunshine going on over there.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
Beating that owner out. Oh. By the way, Kyle Larson won his modified heat race. That's what I was going on about. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Good for him.
Yeah.
We like that. Also, May 16th falls in between the NASCAR Darlington race, which is South Carolina, and then it goes into the All-Star weekend. So you will
which
definitely
is in
see.
Texas, right? Oh no, that's North Wilkesbury.
Yep, it's in
yeah,
North Carolina.
North.
But you know these NASCAR drivers. There's a few of them that kind of like to run on dirt. You know, I don't know, Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman. You know. definitely, I have a feeling Alex Bowman for sure, and obviously Kyle Larson is not going to skip it, but those two should definitely be at that May 16th at Wayne County Speedway.
I think they will because, if I'm not mistaken, both have signed up for the points because they're both listed in the championship points.
I mean,
not
you gotta,
everybody is. Because the guy that won the race is not listed, just as an FYI.
I mean, you know Kyle Larson is. He's definitely going to race for those points.
Yeah. but so is Bowman. That's the thing. Bowman is signed on for the full year, too. Tell you who is actually doing it for points and who isn't. Because the guy that won the $50,000 to win, you know, Gio's not on here. At all.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Guy takes the money and runs.
If you guys are listening in the area and you need something to do on a Tuesday night in May, you have got to circle the calendar on May 16th and go to Wayne County Speedway and check it out. That is your chance.
If you don't go, I'm going to
That is your chance
through the phone.
To see some big name sprint car drivers in the dirt world at Wayne County Speedway. It's going to be awesome. Christina, real quick, before we get to anything else, a couple announcements here I want to make. Next Tuesday, April 25th, you asked, I'm delivering. April 25th, we will have Eric Westendorf. He is the track announcer, PR guy. He does stuff with their little podcast thing that they do. He will be on our show next Tuesday in the second hour. So circle your calendars for that. Christina, I will give you a chance to ask him. So don't worry. I will let you ask him.
I mean,
about,
I don't care who asks him. I just would like to hear his side of it.
Yes.
That's all.
We will definitely
ask
him.
I know he said some things. He has said some things on Twitter and Facebook. I know that. I've seen that. That's. I just want to hear his point of view, so to speak.
Yes,
it was really weird. It was like a really weird thing. It like came out of nowhere. Like was it Attack Lernerville Day? I mean, I didn't understand what was going on.
We will ask him. So Eric Westendorf of Lernerville will be on the show next Tuesday, April 25th, and then the Tuesday after that, May 2nd. We will have Jason Bush. He is a modified driver from Jennerstown. He will be on the show. He is a very good friend of the show. He has been a big supporter of our show. He is one of the few drivers left from Jennerstown who actually still corresponds with us. You know, he invites us to the hauler every year when we make it to Jennerstown. So we will have Jason on the show the Tuesday after that. So April 25th, Eric from Lernerville. May 2nd, Jason Bush, driver, modified driver of Jennerstown, will be on the show. And then May 16th, we will be live from Wayne County Speedway. That's a Tuesday night. Lots of stuff going on the next couple weeks. So, you know, you got to keep it tuned here. Of course, our weekly show that Christine and I try and get everything talked about. Sometimes we don't, but we try. The High Limits Sprint Car Series will be back to racing next Tuesday as well. They will be at 34 Raceway in wherever that's at. Where's that at? Where's that at, Christina? Iowa.
Oh,
West
no.
Burlington,
Iowa. Yes.
They will be in Iowa next Tuesday. So High Limit Race Sprint Car Series will be back to racing next Tuesday at 34 Raceway in West Burlington, Iowa. So you can catch that. NASCAR will be back this weekend at Talladega for some high bank, high speed, super speedway demolition derby style racing. Christina, are you ready for the sounder? I cannot wait to hear this. All right, let me find it. Where did it go? Who took my sounder?
Oh, no.
There it is. I got it. All right, for those who are new to the show, that is our penalty box sounder. This is probably, besides hosting the show with me, this is probably her favorite part of the show, and that is where she gets to take the week's sports knucklehead and throws them in the penalty box. For anybody who doesn't know what the penalty box is, that is where when you make a penalty in hockey, you get taken off the ice and you get put in a little timeout. You can put timeout, basically. So that's what it's like. It's like timeout. So this is our version of timeout. We call it the penalty box. And Christina, I'm dying to know who is going to end up in the penalty box this week.
Well, we're going to go to the NHL. Because the NHL playoffs started yesterday. And, I mean, I do this with every sport. Because I just... Maybe Ryan needs to take a course and learn how to be an NHL official because they need all the help they can get. I'm just saying, throwing it out there. Maybe we all should. If I could skate, I would do it, but I can't. And I would be the worst person for this. But the NHL refs, I don't know. They get worse every year. And it's just blatant bullshit that's not being called. So, I mean, the refs in the penalty box no matter what, because this is the biggest time of the year for the NHL, and you guys are out here acting like cuckoo birds. Like, I don't understand.
You said cuckoo birds.
It drives me nuts. Yeah. Yeah. And then last night, so two instances from last night. Bertuzzi's going to sit in the box just because I cannot stand the kid. Goddamn spitting image of his uncle, and he's an arrogant a-hole. I just don't like him. And he plays for Boston, and Boston's playing the Panthers in the first round. And, I mean, the Panthers were doing all right. I mean, it wasn't that they did anything wrong. They played a great game. They still lost. But and granted, it's a seven-game series, folks. So, I mean, we got six more to go. But when you intentionally take the other opposing team's player's stick and you take it with you and you put it on your bench and you try to break it, you're an idiot. First off, that's a penalty. If you look it up in the rule book, that is a 2-minute penalty. Never was called. So Bertuzzi got away with it. He acted like a goddamn tetra tantrum on the bench trying to break a Panthers player's stick. Like, come on, bro. You are in the NHL. You're getting paid millions of dollars. Just play the sport. Quit being an arrogant little prick. I hate when people act like that. So he's going to sit in the box. And then last night, the Stars Wild game happened. We already know the Minnesota Wild has one player on their team that I absolutely cannot stand. I don't know why he's still in the league. I don't even understand why he's still allowed to put ice skates on and be on a rink in general, which is Hartman. I cannot stand the guy. He is a detriment to the league. He's terrible. But Matt Dumba, yes, last name's Dumba. Says it all right there. But he decided that he legitimately ran at Pavelski, which has been injured before. If you look up Pavelski injury a couple years back, took a headshot by this freaking Matt Dumba. This guy's an idiot. So you know, he's out. He will be his status is unknown. I'm telling you right now, he's out. He has a concussion, if not something worse. Literally a headshot. There's nothing, like, that warranted this hit. It's absolutely asinine. It's blasphemy. It pisses me off. He took a backhand shot on goal, and he was checked in the head, and Ryan Hartman, of all people, gets involved as well, and he was hit in the face as well. So he literally got sandwiched, his head did, between two upper bodies and a stick. He hit, his head hit the ice when he fell. No, he was, like, out. Dumba only got assessed a roughing minor, which to me is absolutely bullshit. And Max Domi got the 10-minute game misconduct because he fought the guy that, you know, leveled and knocked out his teammate. So, you know, I don't like it. I just don't like it. I don't like going the headhunting. It's a hard sport, but you don't need to be headhunting. I mean, in the playoffs, you need to be better. It's a bunch of blasphemy. I hate it. It drives me nuts. And I hate Ryan Hartman. There's no place for him in the league. People like him don't deserve to be in the league, period. But, I mean, that's just me. But, yeah, so that's it this week. I mean, I could throw a bunch of NASCAR people in the penalty box. But then there ain't nobody to race on Sunday. It's going to be looking like a real scarce field out there. But, I mean,
it's just so crazy.
Oh, no, I know what I want to do. I know there is a NASCAR thing I'm going to put in the pony box. Get the damn bug flaps off the cars.
What the hell? I saw those Sunday. What is that?
This is why they're catching on fire. I had to explain this to 5 people. I don't know how hard this is to understand. But so these mud flaps that are on the trucks and the Xfinity cars, for what reason is unknown to me, unbeknownst to me. If it's not going to rain, take them off the car. Because exactly what happened when what's-his-face caught his car on fire, his truck on fire, Zane Smith, and what happened when John Hunter Nemechek, sorry, I forgot his name for a minute. I could just see his face, not, I couldn't remember his name. The cars are catching on fire because of that mud flap, folks. All that rubber used to come off the car and out of the car, right?
Right.
Now it's not because it's trapped in a damn mud flap and getting stuck up in the sheet metal and stuff. What the hell do you think it's going to do? It's going to catch on fire. You're burning your tires down at, you know, a very high rate of speed, and it's hot.
Yeah.
It's going to catch on fire. Just take the damn mud flaps off. This is one of the stupidest things I've...
Well...
And why has Kyle Larson been put in the NASCAR 75 before Jimmy Johnson? I am so baffled by that. I get it if you want to put him in it. Whatever. Fine, whatever. He's a great NASCAR driver. Do I think he should be in it now? No, I think it's entirely too early. He's still in the high point of his career. I mean, I think we should have waited a couple years. But whatever, NASCAR's choice, not mine. But come on, before Jimmy Johnson, hell, Sterling Marlin is in it before Jimmy Johnson.
I haven't even been paying attention, so we'll have to talk
now,
about that.
Now, Sterling Marlin was just announced today.
Oh, okay.
I sent it to you guys a little earlier. But still.
Yeah, I've seen that. Well, we're about to be off the air, but everybody go check out the Fastlane Sports Show group page on Facebook. Make sure that you like that or get invited or become a member of it. That's where you'll find all the links for the shows and other sports news on that as well. Plus, I'll be posting a thing for this month's giveaway coming up soon as well. All right. Also, Christina, now that we're not live anymore, thank you for coming on. Glad to hear that you're feeling better. Thank you for sticking around for the Ryan interview. Always enjoy, like I said, always enjoy having Ryan on the show. Glad that we both got to talk to him. And he sent me a text thanking us for having him on the show. So I just wanted to pass that on to you. He said that he has so much fun with us
and he loves coming on. And he said, thanks again for having him. So Christina Ryan says, thank you. I think I reiterated it to him that, you know, we appreciate him taking the time to come on the show, just like Tyler Harris last week of PPMS reaching out. He reached out to me a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, man, I'd like to come on the show again. I love you guys' show. I love being on it. And he was wondering if he could come on the show. So those are the tracks. And Jason, who'll be on the show in a couple weeks, Eric from Lernerville. There's a few tracks that you're going to hear. There's a few drivers that you'll hear from on the show. Christina, that you're going to hear from all the time. There'll probably be some tracks and other stuff that you won't hear from anymore or very often on the show anymore. But, you know, I get it, Christina. We're not a nationally syndicated show. We don't have millions of listeners or subscribers. We probably don't bring millions of dollars to a racetrack. But when I have people like Tyler and Eric and Ryan and Jason and a few of these other people that they support us as well and give us, you know, shout outs and stuff. Those are the people I will continue to support. I'm just going to say that, leave it at that for now. We'll talk about it some other time on a different show or whatever. But glad to have the support that we do, and we'll just keep moving forward. Again, I realize, you know, Christina, you know, there was times when Slicks and Sticks would have a one listener. It was probably me being annoying. But then there was times when we'd have 300, 400, 500 people listening. So, you know, shows like this, they swing up and down, and I get it. Like I said, you know, we don't have big, huge sponsors. We don't have millions of fans and listeners, but we try and support and promote the small town short tracks and those drivers, and we get respect back from few, and those are the ones that we will continue to support and promote. So, Christina, I appreciate you sticking with me now for 7 years and coming back to the radio and joining this show and having faith in me in this show. I appreciate that as well.
Well, of course. And I mean, for me, I mean, I own it. Like, I mean, I pay for it every month. And I don't care. I do it for the reason we do it. We like to do it. I mean, I don't think I've ever really paid much mind or attention to, like, the numbers game, because I feel like if I would have started to do that, I would have started to stress out. And it's not that I don't want, like, you know, millions of listeners. That would be epic. That'd be awesome. But I'm also not going to stress over it because, I mean, this is for fun. It's our point of view. It's other people's point of view. It's getting, you know, people like Ryan and them on the show that just can tell us, you know, their side of what they see at a racetrack, because they're there. They live it. They breathe it. It's always been about, I mean, to each its own. I mean, yeah, there were some shows I stressed out immensely over, considering maybe who the guest was or somebody I landed that I never expected to talk to. Those are some cool shows, but I mean, I still like to just chill and do nothing show too. I mean, just talk about sports. And
right.
I mean, that's just me. I mean, I do it at work. I just had a full on 45-minute conversation at work. Like I was telling you guys when Ryan was on it, you know, one of our techs, our shop technicians, used to be really into NASCAR when he was younger. He's a huge Jeff Gordon fan and everything like that. So then I get to telling him about the stuff I did on the third side, and he's like, oh, man, this all sounds, you know, he's like, I said, well, you know, I don't think they're here. I think they're in Pennsylvania. You know, I have a shit ton of pictures. Like, you guys all know this. I used to take pictures of everything. Just to promote everybody. You know, I have pictures of Ryan Blaney when he was like 8, 9 years old. I mean, before he was big time NASCAR. guy.
Yeah.
Just hanging out at his dad's race hauler during a, you know, a race at Williams Grove Speedway during a Casey Kane Foundation race. And, I mean, that's how I initially met Kyle Busch. Wasn't through NASCAR. It was through dirt. And also he was dating Ashley Deal at the time. And Ashley Deal used to be a big deal. She's from Juniata County, folks, for those that don't know. But she used to be Miss North Carolina, Mrs. North Carolina, before A.J. Allmendinger's wife. She's married to a NASCAR driver. Well, he's not anymore. And she's married to David Strummy, for those folks that follow along. He went back to dirt, too. So, but, yeah, I mean, those are the cool things. Those are memories. It's like Ryan says. Some of the best memories are made on a whim. I mean, that's what the show's about. Just saying, folks. It's all for
yeah.
fun.
Yep. Yeah, we appreciate it. And of course, I mean, obviously, don't do this because we're getting paid millions by any sponsor, obviously. And we don't do it for the fame or for the national recognition, obviously. But I enjoy doing it. You enjoy doing it. It's a hobby for us. We love it. And what I love the most is hearing feedback from the people who listen to the show, the ones who do tune in, who give me feedback or who pop in on Messenger or text or whatever it might be and say, hey, I'm listening to the show. Good job tonight or whatever. So that's
yeah, where's Jeremy?
Where is Jeremy? We still don't know where Jeremy – well, he can't hear this now, but
– No, he can't.
But no, if you're listening to this part of the show, holy cow, you've stuck around this long. I appreciate it. We're about 10 minutes over. So thank you. We will be having a prize giveaway. I know I said this a couple weeks ago. It's probably going to be May now. I'll incorporate it somehow with the high limits race. Yeah, I'll incorporate it with the high limit race at Wayne County Speedway. But we'll have another giveaway. We'll give some stuff away. I got some more merch coming in. Some different fast lane merch I should have by then as well too. So we'll have some stuff. But yeah, Christina, thank you. I gotta let you go. You gotta get to work in the morning. So thank you
again. I do work in the morning, but that's okay.
Well, hey, I mark up at midnight, but I just looked. There's no vacancies yet for tomorrow. So I might get lucky and not have to work till tomorrow afternoon. But no, thank you for coming on. Again, I can't wait to talk to Eric next week. That's going to be fun. We got Eric next week. We got Jason the week after that. We got High Limits series at Wayne County Speedway a few weeks after that in the middle of May. So a lot of great stuff coming up for us to talk about. But until next Tuesday, Christina, thank you again for joining me and have a great rest of your week.
No problem. Thank you all. Enjoy. Remember, just hit a racetrack. It doesn't matter to me if it's asphalt or dirt. Just go to one, have fun, enjoy it. It'll be maybe some of the best fun you ever had. But with that, enjoy your night, y'all, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Thank you. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in again. I know we went a little over our two-hour mark. But we had a lot of fun talking with Ryan. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Try and check a race out at Wayne County Speedway this year. You'll have a blast. It's a great time. So thank you to Ryan. Thank you to Christina for both of them. Of course, I'm your host, Pete, every week here on the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Shout out to all the sponsors, Hardcore Fishing Game, Racer Chasing Apparel, 357 Woodworks, Margazzano Designs, Debbie G Photography, all of them. We appreciate everybody's support and you, of course, the listener. We appreciate you as well. So have a good rest of your evening, your day, whenever you might be listening to this. Good rest of your week. Tune back in next Tuesday, 8 p.m., a special guest, Eric Westendorf of Lernerville, joining me and Christina again on the show. So until then, have a good rest of your week. We'll talk to you later. See ya!